No, turning attention to great news. The three Kerry schools have won major awards in the Junior Entrepreneur Awards announced over the weekend. They've been recognised in the Junior Entrepreneur Programme among 12 category award winners nationally. We've got St. Michael's National School SNEAM received a Gold Green Award for their project. Murher National School in Moyvan won the Digital Maestros Award, and Skulvec Aspen Tralee received the Finance Wizards Awards. And I've got representatives of all those schools with me on the line this morning now, from St. Michael's National School in Sneem, who got that Gold Green Award. We've got teacher Tracy Long and pupil Bradley O'Brien in fifth class. Good morning to you, Tracy, first of all.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you? How are things?
Very good, very good. Listen, tell me about the project. First of all, the school getting involved before Bradley tells me about the project. You must be delighted, really, with the win.
Ah, yeah, we're absolutely thrilled with the win now. It's great. It was the best news ever. Thrilled.
And the project itself, was it good getting involved with the students, getting them thinking about maybe developing their own business? I know 4th, 5th and 6th were involved.
Oh, yeah, they absolutely loved it. They loved the whole process of coming up with their own original ideas and going up against the Dragon's Den. And it was a massive experience for them now, in fairness.
OK, so they had to go before a panel who was questioning them on their idea and how it would hold up under pressure.
Yeah, so we had our deputy principal, Mrs. Murphy, we had Mrs. Dignam, and we got in our local entrepreneur, Brendan Gallivan. He's from the CD Bats, and he came in, yeah, so he was great crack, and he really got them going and encouraged them, lit the spark within them, you know.
That was it, and it's very good you said that, because that's exactly what we're talking about here. Can you pass the phone, Tracy, on to Bradley, if you get a chance?
Sure, absolutely. Okay, great. Thanks, Jerry.
Here you go, Tracy Long there, Peter in St. Michael's National School. Bradley, good morning to you, and congratulations, first of all.
Hello, Jerry. Thank you. Very glad to be on the show.
Okay, well, tell me the project. It's an eco-friendly fire starter.
Yeah, it's horsepower eco-fire starters, and the fire starters are made from pure horse manure and sawdust.
And sawdust, okay, all right. So, and this is a replacement for fire lighters and the chemicals used therein, I'd imagine.
Yeah, since it's more eco than the other fire starters.
Yeah,
it's more environmentally friendly and sustainable.
How did you come up with the idea, Bradley?
I actually didn't come up with it. It was Maya Bailey, since she has experience with her horses, since she has a load on near her house.
Okay, so then you all worked together on coming up with the business plan. Was that how it worked?
Yeah, that's how it works, basically.
Okay, and students from 4th, 5th and 6th all involved?
Yeah, all of us. All of us in the senior room were involved with making this.
Okay, and Bradley, does it make you think about, I suppose, things after school or outside of school, how you start a business, how you make things, how you develop ideas?
Yeah, it does. Our suppliers were our local Jerry, Dan Murphy, Larry O'Sullivan, which is actually Maya's granddad, and Drumcoyne Stables in Temple North.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so they're producing the raw material, and the sawdust mixed in, and you process it and make it out, and it works from there.
Yeah, so we would collect the horse manure, and then we'd run it through a mixer with sawdust in it. And at first, we tried multiple different prototypes. So at first, we tried, like, balls, patties, and then we landed on squares by using a compressor.
Okay, and that worked the best for you? That came out with the best product, the most effective one?
Yeah, that was the most
brilliant.
Effective.
Brilliant. Well, listen, Bradley, well done, and thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me in the programme this morning. That's St. Michael's National School in Sneem. Well done to them. Tracy Long, teacher there, and Bradley O'Brien as well from 5th class on representing the school. We're now going to go to Murher National School, Moyvan, who won the Digital Maestros Award for Murher Mysteries. Teacher is Alma Finucane, and her pupil is Amber Fitzmaurice. Alma, I'll start with you. Good morning to you, and listen, congratulations on the win.
Hi, Jerry. Good morning. Thanks so much. We're absolutely thrilled with ourselves here.
Tell me what the process was like getting involved with the entrepreneur programme, first of all, Alma.
Well, I suppose it's my first time doing it, and it was a very easy process. It's all laid out step by step, and there's great communication from Junior Entrepreneur. So it was quite easy for us to get involved in it. We are a 3D printing school, so I suppose our focus was on trying to use that and come up with something that, you know, we've won awards for kind of upcycling things. So we wanted to see if we could maybe monetize it a little bit. So in fairness, you know, the like many schools, our school was really into fidgets. So that was an idea that came up really early on in our in the process. So I was just trying to, but there was a lot of problem solving and critical thinking that had to come into it, deciding, you know, on our timeline, how much time we had to print stuff, whether things were going to be made in one solid block or whether we had to make pieces and put them together. So there was a lot to think about.
Yeah, yeah, which is what faces any business person. Alma, brilliant. Exactly. Pass me on to Amber there when you get a chance.
No problem.
Brilliant.
Hi.
Amber Fitzmaurice, you're in Six Fast. Good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
Very good, very good. Listen, well done. Tell me what's in the Murher Mysteries. It's a box full of fidgets.
Yeah, so all our fidgets are 3D printed. We've got sweets and other cool toys for everyone. There's stickers on the outside that has our logo of Murher Mysteries. And there's other fun stickers with a keychain as well. So it's very cool looking and fun in the inside.
And did you learn a lot? The 3D printing is very advanced for a primary school, but I suppose it's coming more into focus now. But did you learn a lot through the process, you and the other pupils, Amber, about setting something up and starting a business?
Yes, yeah. We definitely learned how to print loads of stuff and to communicate and how to set up a business and how to work with money.
Brilliant. And who else was helping on the project?
So it was 5th and 6th, and yeah, so just our whole classroom.
Your whole class. Well, that's brilliant, Amber. Well done, and congratulations as well. You're on your school tour in Clare, so thanks for taking the time to talk to us as well this morning. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Amber Fitzmaurice there from 6th class, speaking on behalf of her two classes, 5th and 6th, and teacher Alma Fitzmaurice there. We also have Skolvig Aspen Tralee, who received the Financial Wizards Award for their prize. I've got two pupils with me. We're going to start with Farah McClure, who's in 6th class. Farah, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Hello.
Okay, Farah, good morning. Tell me about your project, what you won for. This is for yarn and bead. What was it?
So yarn and bead is a project of crochet octopuses and bracelets.
Okay, crochet octopuses and bracelets. So you were making these and making the bracelets as well, which are very popular at the moment for sale. And you won the Financial Wizards Award.
Yes.
Okay, and what was that like the moment you won, Farah?
We felt proud of ourselves for winning it.
Yeah, I'd imagine you were. Was it both 5th and 6th class that were involved?
Just 5th class.
Okay, just 5th class. Okay, Farah, pass the phone if you could to Christopher Fusco. He's your classmate.
Yeah.
Thanks a million. And thanks for talking to me, Farah. Well done again.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Christopher. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good morning. And listen, congratulations. Well done on the award. Tell me what your involvement was in the award, in the project, I should say.
Like, my involvement in thing, like, I was making bracelets with, like, my classmates.
Okay, and people were crocheting, a hand-crocheted octopus toy as well.
Yes, I wasn't a part of that, though.
Okay, go on.
There's like two groups, one for the octopus and one for the bracelets.
All right. And you all, I suppose, had to work together on the business idea as well?
Yes, there was a bunch of ideas.
Okay. Who was the teacher that was involved?
Donal Lucy Levon.
Okay, so he was the teacher involved in the project, and were you delighted and surprised when you won the award?
Yes, we were so happy.
Yeah, fantastic. That's brilliant. Yarn and Bead, it's called. So get them if you can, that's for sure. Christopher, good man, and well done again. And well done to you and Farah and all the pupils there at Skulvic Aspen. And thanks for talking to me on the radio this morning.
Thank you.
Okay, brilliant stuff. Christopher Fusco there, sixth class, Farah McClure as well with him. Dawn Losulwan, the teacher who was involved in the project there. They were the winners of the Financial Wizards Award at the Junior Entrepreneur Awards. Well done to everyone involved in that and bringing their stories as well.